Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to you on this Thursday. Thanks for joining us here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. We have been enjoying a really magnificent series for 6 weeks. It's called Laying the Foundations. And Derek Prince is teaching us this week about immersion in the Holy Spirit. He really is helping us to understand this whole issue of the baptism of the Holy Spirit that is so wonderful, but that has been so divisive in the body of Christ. Today, he's going to talk to us about the purposes of this gift in the life of the believer. Let's listen.
Let's look in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him, God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. The writer of Hebrews gives us three reasons why we should attend to the gospel message. Number one, the first person who proclaimed it was Jesus. Secondly, it was confirmed by those who were personal eyewitnesses of Jesus. But the third reason is the Holy Spirit bears supernatural testimony to the message with signs, wonders, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the unbelieving world has a right to expect from the church that that's what we'll do. We're living below the level of the will of God if we just present an intellectual message and quote a few scriptures. Some people will get saved, it's wonderful, but it's not God's best. Now, I want to give you one further reason for the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the baptism. It's stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. Now, this is one of the most misunderstood verses in the whole of the New Testament. And actually, it's mistranslated. And it's mistranslated because the translators had a preconception of what they thought Paul was trying to say. Now, I have to say, I've learned Greek since I was 10 years old. I am totally confident of the correctness of what I'm saying. And if I weren't, I wouldn't say it. The text that I have, and most of the other translations read the same, 1 Corinthians 12, 13, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink from one Spirit." Now, the wrong word there is "by," because the Greek says "in one Spirit." We were all baptized into one body. And there is no suggestion anywhere else in the New Testament that the Holy Spirit ever baptizes people. People are baptized in the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit doesn't baptize them. We are born again of the Holy Spirit. That's what brings us into the body. Now, the word emphasized there is the word "one." What Paul is saying is the purpose of the baptism is to produce unity in the body. In one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. We're all given to drink of one Spirit. Three times he uses the word "one." You see, I pointed out to you before, with regard to the use of the word "baptized in" and "into," when you are baptized, you're baptized in something and baptized into something. But in both the other cases, John's baptism and Christian baptism, in actual fact, the people were already in what they were baptized into. For instance, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance, but he wouldn't baptize people who hadn't repented. So the baptism of John didn't produce repentance. It was his acknowledgement that they had repented. And then Christian baptism, baptism in water, we're baptized into Christ. But when we are baptized, we are already in Christ. Otherwise, we have no right to be baptized. So being baptized in water doesn't put us in Christ. It seals us as having been in Christ. The same with this. In one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Not that we weren't in the body, but this is the seal that we're in the body. So in every case, baptize in, baptize into. In is the medium. With John's baptism, it is water. With Christian baptism, it is water. With the Holy Spirit, it was the Holy Spirit. What we're baptized into is something that we're already in, but it marks us out as being in. In repentance, in Christ, in one body. But what we need to bear in mind, and this is one of the tragedies of recent church history, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is designed to produce unity in the body. But unfortunately, we've been so carnal that instead of accepting unity, we've often used it to produce division. And for that, all of us need to repent. So bear in mind, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is designed to make you know that you're part of one body, and that every other true believer, no matter what denomination or what race or what culture, is a member of the same body. There's only one Holy Spirit, there's only one body. That was God's purpose, and unfortunately, like so many other things, we've abused God's purpose. For instance, the celebration of communion was designed for the same purpose, to emphasize the unity of the body. What has it done? Through our carnality, it's divided us. But that's not God's fault, it's our fault. And all of us need to bear some responsibility. The non-Pentecostals for being so critical, the Pentecostals for being so arrogant. I mean, I've been a Pentecostal long enough. Our famous slogan was, "We've got it all." And when I looked at some of them, I thought, well, whatever you have, it isn't much. But you see, that attitude has offended a lot of people. We've had this attitude, well, the Pentecostals have got it all. We've got the full gospel. We don't have more than we have. We can have the baptism and speak in tongues and still be very short of God's standard. It's not a guarantee that you're absolutely perfect. It's not a seal of perfection. It's a help to become perfect. See, again, a lot of Pentecostals had the attitude, I mean, I know it so well. You get saved, born again, baptized in water, speak in tongues, and you've arrived. No, 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 you've just started. It's not a goal, it's a gateway. But if you treat the gateway as a goal, you'll never get any further. Some of you Pentecostals need to give a little heed to that. If you are Pentecostal and you're here, I love the Pentecostals, I owe my salvation to them. For a good many years, I thought they were right about everything. And then I discovered they too had their weaknesses. But bear that in mind. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is to bring Christians into unity.
More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Do you thirst for a closer encounter with God? In his book, Immersion in the Spirit, Derek Prince reveals the truth about baptism in the Holy Spirit. In it, you'll discover that Jesus is the baptizer and that the baptism in the Holy Spirit is both a seal and a down payment. With it, you'll better understand how the Holy Spirit comes to us and why the Holy Spirit was given to us. To thank you for listening, we want to send you a copy of Immersion in the Spirit, absolutely free and postage paid. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Thirsty? Prepare to drink deeply. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Or visit online at derekprince.org.
Now, there's one other thing we need to deal with, which is physical manifestations. See, my opinion is most Christians are living what I would call bottled up lives. They're not free to express what God has put in them. Because we have this standard of dignity, you speak with a quiet voice, you don't get too excited, you sit upright in your seat, you get up, you stand up, you sit down, you kneel down, and you walk out of church. I mean, I was in it for years, so don't tell me that isn't so. That has very little to do with New Testament Christianity. It's got very little to do with the experience of people in the Bible. They got excited. You read those Psalms of David. He roared. He cried. He wet his bed with tears. He was a man of strong emotion. Even Jesus, he groaned. He wept. He expressed his feelings. See, I mean, no one has got this background more than I. I was brought up at the very center of the old school Thai tradition. If you know anything about Britain, I was educated in Eton and Cambridge. I was a bastion of the empire. But one night, God baptized me in the Holy Spirit. I didn't know what it was. I didn't go to church. It happened in an army barrack room. I was so ignorant, I didn't know you had to go to church, either to get saved or baptized in the Spirit. I got both of them in an army barrack room in the middle of the night. But then, when I began to move in the church, I discovered that people didn't make room for God. Now, I'm not a super emotional person. I think most of you who know me a little bit about me will know. But the trouble is, we've quenched our emotions. We haven't given free expression to what God has done in us. We are far short of the standards of the Bible, and one main reason among us Anglo-Saxons, and whatever else we might be, is We haven't expressed what the Holy Spirit has put in us. We've quenched the Spirit. We've suppressed the Spirit. We've tried to be dignified. We've been afraid of being too emotional or too excited. Now, I am not a super emotional person, but I believe in yielding to the Holy Spirit. I believe in expressing what the Holy Spirit has put in me. Now, let me give you just a little list of people. We have to keep going. Just some of the people who met God. Abraham. The Lord appeared to him. And what did Abraham do? He fell on his face. How many of you would do that? Some of you would. I always smile when I hear Christians singing that hymn, "Bring forth the royal diadem, crown him Lord of all, let angels prostrate fall." And I think those dear church members, it's all right for angels to fall, but not us. No, no, no. We are much too dignified for that. And then there was Israel, when the Lord accepted their sacrifice with supernatural fire, it says they all fell on their faces and shouted. They didn't just... You know, the Bible says, let us shout joyfully. I want to tell you, shouting is not singing aloud. Shouting is shouting. Now, some of you, I'm sure, go to football matches. Don't put your hand up. You might be embarrassed, but you do. And when the right side scores a goal, what do? You stand up and you shout. Why? Because you're excited. You can get excited about football. Why not get excited about Jesus? The Holy Spirit. And then Joshua, he met the commander of the army of the Lord outside Jericho. And there he was, flat on his face. In fact, I'd venture to tell you that most of the great men of the Bible have been on their face before God at least once. And then God said to him, the Lord said to him, take your shoes off your feet. You're standing on holy ground. Have you ever been in a place where you had to take the shoes off? We have. God moved in a conference we were in Jerusalem 2 years ago. And without anybody being instructed, the people just quietly began to slip their shoes off their feet because they knew they were in a holy place. The priests, when the fire of God... The presence and glory of God came into the temple. It says they fell on their faces. They couldn't stand.
You know, I just want to continue to hammer the theme of doing what we've heard. Derek's a great teacher. His voice is in that awesome BBC announcer voice. And he's such a fine scholar that we can just get caught up in what he's saying and forget that these are truths we're supposed to be living. So be asking the Lord not only to reveal His Holy Spirit to you, but to baptize you in His Holy Spirit so that you have the power that Derek is talking about. Hey, that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
For more information about anything heard on today's program, give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Visit us securely online at derekprince.org.